Now, my first issue, you've mentioned in your formal address about the level of investment in Australia and a few points like that. I'm not sure that there's another company in the world that is headquartered elsewhere but has such a huge investment in a country. I mean, Rio Tinto has more than $100 billion of assets in Australia. You have no operations or assets to speak of in the UK. And I just remain baffled as to why you're not actually headquartered in Australia.
Well, we are where we are because of our history and the way the company's evolved. But I think what really matters when you start to get into that sort of territory is what is the result of what we do. And I think in my remarks I did observe that over the last 10 years we've invested about $30 billion in Australia. We've created a lot of value, a lot of national wealth, a lot of employment, a lot of outstandingly good jobs. And I don't think the fact that we're a company of mixed parentage, if you like, with some of our operations in other parts of the world, this is in any way dilutive to our commitment to Australia. We're here very often as leaders of the company. We have close and productive relationships with state and federal governments and communities throughout Australia. The entire board spent the early part of this week in the northern part of Queensland looking at operations in Gladstone, in Weipa, in Gove. We carry the spirit of Australia with us in this company. So there are, as it were, accidents of history and geography which have probably defined the company as it's presently configured. But I think we're as Australian as anybody in the corporate scene in this country.
Chairman, I think that Australian shareholders own...
Well, I'm just anxious that we... Well, I'm very happy to take further questions from you, that this meeting shouldn't just be, as it were, a public conversation between you and I. I'd like to see if there's anybody else who'd like to ask any questions, but I will come back to you.